See, kind of, you know, you're on this side of the rivalry now. What's that rivalry like from that side, though?
Broncos Raiders.
Raiders, anybody in the AFC West is always a rivalry, whether it's Kansas City, Denver, or San Diego. It's always a rivalry game, but for us, the way we look at it, it's an opportunity for us to be 3-0.
But it is the Raiders, and you are going there.
Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal to me. I went there last year when I played for New England, so as far as I'm concerned, it's just another team. I will say this, watching them on film, especially the defensive side of the ball, they seem like they have a little more discipline. They seem like they are the defensive line. You look at TK is in there. You got Warren. Ellis, who I've played against since when I was in college. He was an older guy. But then you add Seymour to the mix. You're looking at a team. You're looking at a guy in Seymour that's won Super Bowl rings, knows the Patriot way, and I'm sure that he's over there in Oakland trying to show these guys what it means to win, how to win, how to practice, and things like that. So, I mean, the Raiders have been what they've been in the past, but I've played there, and just looks like this is going to be a much more different team. They seem like they're getting back to the Raiders of old, playing physical, playing fast. And, you know, this is going to be probably the biggest challenge we have.
Is that the best defense you have seen?
I think up until this point, this is probably the fastest and more physical and the biggest defensive front that we're going to see. So we have our work cut out for us. You know, I'm sure the media and the fans are probably going to say, okay, well, the Broncos are playing the Raiders, but this isn't the same Raiders team. This is, I think, I said it before when I was there, when Kiffin was there, and then when Cable took over as a job. I think they're going to get things turned around there. What we can't do is let this opportunity slip by. There's an opportunity for us to be at the top of the AFC West. Some people only had us winning 4 games. And to be sitting 2-0, getting ready to play a divisional opponent. And like I said before, with the opportunity to be at the top of the AFC West, this is a big game for us.
You practiced against him. What specifically does he do?
He brings it in practice. He's pretty much going to be an asshole in practice. But at the same time, that's Seymour. That's just how he is. He's going to give those offensive linemen some work. And I think he's really going to bring an attitude out there, a winning attitude, a physical attitude, and we have a big test this week, and this isn't going to be a walk in the park.
Do you think he's different in the 4-3 versus the 3-4?
I don't know. I just know Seymour has played a 3 technique, and he's played the end. If you look at it from a 4-3 position, he's probably a little more dangerous because if the defense is set up right, you probably have your guard or your tackle playing him 1-on-1. It's a big challenge. I think it's the biggest challenge defensively that we'll have to face as far as the players they have out there on the field, the speed of the game, and the big front.
So if I heard you right, you mean asshole in a good way?
Yeah, of course. When he's out there practicing, he puts those pads on Seymour, he's bringing it. Whether it's practice, whether it's in a game time situation, he's bringing it. I really think those guys over there are going to benefit from him.
You mentioned some people predicting the 4 wins. Do you guys use that as motivation? We can't help it.
We don't care about that. The same people who say we're only going to win 4 games are those same people that's going to get mad when we don't grant interviews. Probably the same people who we don't worry about that kind of stuff. At the end of the day, we have to go out and play football. We remember those people that said we won't amount to nothing. And hey, we're only 2-0 people. We're only 2-0. It's a lot of football left to be played, and Oakland is our next challenge.
With Oakland, is it more fun playing, having those crazy fans rooting for you, or is it more fun when they're rooting against you?
I've had them root against me when I played for New York. I've had them root against me when I played for Oakland. So it really doesn't matter to me. We're going up there to win the game, and I've said it before. I love playing in the Coliseum. I love playing there when I play with the Jets. I love playing there when I play with Oakland. And the fans, they bring a different atmosphere. It's early in the season, their team is 1-1, and they're playing for a spot at the top of the AFC West, which I can't remember the last time, probably the Super Bowl year, that the Raiders have been able to say that. So, we, like I said before, I'm gonna keep saying, we have a tough task ahead of us. And as long as we go out there, do our job, and we execute, we should walk out of this thing fine.
Well, now, what's it like playing for the Raiders? And we hear the stories about how chaotic
I play for the Broncos right now. I played for New England last year. I'm far removed from Oakland.
You get a pass from fans? It doesn't sound like it, that they
only pass
you when they're on their team.
Yeah,
so
that's just how it is. But you know what? They create the atmosphere. You know, and you love it. The best part about it is early on, they're going to be loud, and they're going to be cheering for their team. But if you get on top of them, they're going to be loud, and they're going to boo their team. So, you know, the Raider fans, they create the atmosphere. And as long if we allow this team to hang around, and even as a player, when we weren't doing well and I was in Oakland, you know, when teams allowed us to hang around, we play hard, you know, when I was there in Oakland. And those guys are going to play hard. As long as you allow, as long as there's a chance that they can win the game, they're going to play hard. And as a player who's about to play them this week, we have to be mindful of that.
So the goal is to kind of get the crowd to turn on them. That means you're doing well.
The goal is to win. And if the crowd turns on them, then we're doing a good job.